Rock the vote, crock the vote. Hi, Jim Walsh here with podcast number 105. I'm going to tell you about a really crappy movie. I'm going to give you all the spoilers. I'm going to completely ruin it for you. But actually, I'm doing you a favor, because this way you won't have to waste your time with it. You can thank me later. Movie's called Swing Vote, starring the ever-irrepressible Kevin Costner as Bud Johnson, a shiftless egg farmer whose extremely annoying daughter Molly tries to badger him into voting on election day. Civic duty and all that, you know. Well, Bud ain't buying it. At one point he says, and I quote here, "Voting doesn't count for a goddamn thing." And that, by the way, is pretty much the only intelligent thing anybody says in this flick. In any event, in a moment of slapstick that makes the Three Stooges look positively refined, Bud gets knocked cold. So creepy little Molly forges his signature, finagles her way into the voting booth, and proceeds to cast Bud's vote for Pat Buchanan. Just kidding. Unfortunately, the power goes out, as she does, and when the presidential election turns out to be a dead heat, Bud is required to recast his vote. Now, of course, the point of the movie is supposed to be that Bud is really a decent guy who is led astray, if only for a while, by the corrupt political advisors, played by Stanley Tucci, from whom one expects better things, and by Nathan Lane, from whom one generally doesn't. Of course, the big mystery of the movie is supposed to be, who is he going to vote for? Well, let me give you the spoiler of all spoilers here. The answer is, it doesn't matter. The only real mystery here is how Costner keeps getting work. In essence, what we have here is poor man's Frank Capra. And since I've always considered Capra the biggest fraud in the history of filmdom, fuck you, George Bailey! I'll suggest you pass on this one. The only way this flick could have had a satisfying ending would be if that officious little shit Molly were to fall down a well. Your comments welcome. Talk to Jim Walsh at yahoo.com.